Ladies and gentlemen, it is time now for Wayne Pond's Word of the Day. I guess you could call it the highlight of the entire morning. Or Wayne would.
Say the word, you'll be free.
Dr. Pond.
Say the word, and be like me.
How are you this morning, Wayne?
You're just a mad machine for etymological marketing, aren't you, Ron?
Whatever you say.
All right. Well, I just heard Professor Margolis refer to Plato, the ancient world.
Huh.
So that'll take us down the right path here, I think, for this morning's word of the day. But before we get to the word of the day, I have to tell you that yesterday the word was Methuselah.
Yeah.
You know, a man who lives to 939 years.
Uh-huh.
Well, without going into detail, I can tell you that my eyewitness account, there are at least two Methuselahs in Chapel Hill, and I experienced them recently. So,
really?
can we just leave it at that and have a little mystery?
Sure. I hope that makes you feel better getting that out there.
And well, it not only makes me feel better, Henry Kissinger said it also has the virtue of being true.
Oh.
So, All right, here we go.
Or as Yogi Berra once said, I don't know where we are, but we're making good time.
Or, hey, Wayne, it's always nicest to be the youngest person in the room.
Will you just step away from the microphone and be quiet, please?
Why? Because I'm the youngest person in the room?
That's exactly why.
Oh, boy.
All right, so after all this wasted time, the word of the day, as I say, apropos of antiquity, is Sisyphean. Now, this is complicated. Bear with me. Listen to me. And
yeah.
Let me spell it for you.
Make it fast.
Son, S-I-S-Y-P-H-E-A-N. S-I-S-Y-P-H-E-A-N. Sisyphean is a word that comes to us like Methuselah. Takes its meaning from a personage or an example or an event in mythological or bona fide history. Sisyphus was the guy who was condemned by the gods to roll the rock up the mountain, only to watch it roll back down. Now, I instantly thought of Ron Stutz getting up at, God knows what hour of the morning. Every morning. Boy, you talk about the myth of Sisyphus amongst us. Ron, you are it. he's asleep already.
I was about to say, wakes up. What are you talking about?
Yeah, he's just taking a little nap as usual in front of the microphone. So. Sisyphus is the guy that, you know, the endless chore, the endless work. Boy, I'll just tell you, it's never going to end. And Ron Stutz is Chapel Hill Sisyphus.
Well, thank you.
5,500 years now that you've been doing this?
Yeah, something like that. 78.
All right. Y'all have a good day. Enjoy the word of the day, and I will speak with you. Hey, listen, we're getting toward the weekend, aren't we?
Yes,
we
sir.
We are.